This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I keep talking about Donald Trump and his accomplishments, and because I hear these the naysayers that continue with, we need DeSantis and all that, and I think to myself, wow, what type of hero does a conservative movement need that we would jettison Donald Trump? And that by no means means I think Trump was perfect, because anybody who listens to the program knows that I don't. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I am no Trump fanatic. Never have been and never will be. I'm not a fanatic for anybody. I find people, I admire certain aspects of them, but I know they're fallible failures, you know, unworthy of the grace of God. But whatever it is that draws you to them, it's like I love Denzel as an actor, okay? But I don't think he's a perfect guy. I feel much the same about Trump. There are things I like about Trump. There are things I don't like about him. But let me tell you this. What I like about him, I want to tell you. And I think that until we wake up and understand that if you don't like Trump, you should be asking yourself why. If you don't like Biden, I get it. I say it every day. If I was a Democrat, I would be embarrassed. If I actually voted for him, I would be embarrassed to say I voted for him. I don't have to take you through the litany of loser ideas and policies that this man has had. He is a loser. He epitomizes losing. So it's not about that. When Trump was president, you can talk to me about his style and all that all you want. And we've discussed this too. If you go, well, I would wake up and wonder, what did he tweet out at 3 o'clock? Okay, fine. I'll give you that. But did you also wake up and go, boy, I liked getting that raise. I like getting that bonus. I like that my gasoline prices were dropping. I like that my groceries were manageable. I like that I'm free to travel. I don't know what you liked, but if you had a business, I bet you liked him. I like that he reduced my taxes. I like that he's for less big government, for smaller government. I like. There's a lot to like. And people focus, I don't like this, I didn't like that about him, I didn't like this about him. What did you like? And so we're talking about DeSantis, and I love DeSantis, he's a great guy. But there's no reason for us to replace one solid guy who's proven with another guy who's proven only in his state. That's not knocking DeSantis. Love the guy. But I want you to, as a reminder, this is what got me. A guy wrote an article about Trump doing the impossible with overturning Roe v. Wade. And I thought to myself, who's really thought about everything Trump did that was considered impossible, that we kicked the can down the road, that, to be honest with you, wasn't nearly as difficult as what we were told? See, we're told, oh, Kevin, race relations in America, blah, blah, blah. Joe Biden says he's going to come in and heal us. Heal us from what? From Donald Trump being demonized as a racist when everybody on the planet knew it, nothing could be further from the truth. And also not recognizing that Barack Obama was one of the biggest racists on the planet. Let's just play this game. If you guys want to play the game, let's play the game. Barack Obama was supposed to epitomize America overcoming its racist attitude. And do you know, for 8 years, all we heard about was race. Barack Obama was supposed to do the impossible. He was supposed to make this country drop racism. What did he do? Did he accomplish that? I would venture to say, most of you would agree with me when I say Barack Obama hurt race relations more than at any time in modern history. We were over it, and he brought it back. from the moment of his election, black leftists were, well, don't y'all think it's over. This is just the beginning. Now we get to get ours. And that is exactly the attitude those silly Negroes, those plantation Negroes have, is we gonna get ours. We gonna get even with these white folks. Get even with these white folks for what? Creating a black president, giving you more opportunity than you would have in the motherland? Well, get your little Mbuku buck back to Africa if you do really believe that white folks have destroyed you. You can't accomplish anything in America. Beyonce, Jay-Z, Eminem. Oh, I'm sorry. He's not black. But you know what I'm saying? Y'all jokes aside. Barack Obama said of Trump's promise to save Carrier, what's he going to do? Wave a magic wand? And what did Trump do? Voila! Hocus pocus! Bing! And he saves Carrier. Now, I mentioned this the other day during the broadcast, and I've mentioned it a few times. America, listen up. Barack Obama thought that saving Carrier needed magic. He couldn't figure out what to do. How's he going to do it? If a company says they're going, what could he possibly do? Now, anybody that's ever had any bit of business savvy said, well, he'll put pressure on the parent company, or he'll put pressure on the company. Or he'll incentivize the company to stay. There's many avenues he could have taken. And Trump said, I tell you what, Raytheon owns you, right? Yeah, Raytheon gets a lot of money from the government. I tell you what I'm going to do. Raytheon, if they move, we're going to relook at all your contracts. And I'm going to come down on you like you're going to think an elephant sat on you. And you know what happened? With the ease of taking his next breath, Donald Trump saved Carrier. Something that Barack Obama thought would take magic. Now, I tell you this story in this way because I want you to understand, when you don't know how to do something, when you're an incompetent buffoon, as Barack Obama was, it looked like magic. It's like a kid watching a guy do a card trick. Oh, my gosh, the card really disappeared. No, they don't understand. No, the card didn't disappear. He just fooled you. Barack Obama is like a child. And he didn't understand how a guy could actually do something that wasn't magic. He could have positive, significant influence and impact on America and the world. Carrier marked the credo of Donald Trump, get crap done. And Carrier was only the beginning for Trump displaying his ability to dazzle folks. Only, unlike magic, Trump's accomplishments weren't an illusion like those of Barack Obama. And that's what I want to focus on today. Donald Trump's accomplishments were what people believe to be impossible. Magical.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259. 96-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that they're there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I'm doing an examination of the people that continue to act as if Trump was like a bump in the road. And I say this in the wake of Roe v. Wade. And I'm going to get to Roe v. Wade in just a bit. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network.com. 844-551-8255. Donald Trump accomplished the impossible. It happened on Biden's watch, but let's all face it. It's like the economy. Joe Biden lived on a year for the economy. And the Democrats are like, well, it's Joe Biden's economy. No, it wasn't. That was Trump's economy. Just like Roe v. Wade. Who do you credit for Roe v. Wade? Asking for a friend. Do you credit Joe Biden? Was he down for reversing that decision? Or did Donald Trump set the stage? How did Donald Trump set the stage for it? We'll get more into that, but of course, it's because of his Supreme Court picks. And for the record, Kavanaugh and Coney Barrett, and they were a little shaky for a while. And Lord knows, Roberts has just been, we don't know what that clown's going to do. 6-3, 6-3, 6-3. We've been watching these votes come. Who put those people in? And there's always the perennial conservative Clarence Thomas, Justice Thomas, friend of mine. But I want to go back, because the reason why I'm recycling all these other things is exactly what I told you. Donald Trump has accomplished the impossible. Donald Trump's, he redid the circuit court, the 9th, is it the 11th or the 9th circuit court in California, San Francisco. Redid it. These people are actually using, have coming out with sane policy from time to time. Nobody thought it was possible. Nobody thought it was possible to get rid of the onerous legislation that's been occurring. All the time, Democrats just piling on more and more government. Barack Obama tried to implement more new things. In fact, Trump got rid of this thing. It was called the consumer protection, whatever. Elizabeth Warren, they wanted her to head it up. You know what it was? It was a Gestapo for business. It let every crazy lame brain leftist idea in. It took sanity out of capitalism. And it was Trump. I think it's the first government agency or whatever department that has been completely cut. And the guy he put in charge of it, I forget his name. You can go look this stuff up for yourselves. It's not for me to give you all this info. But he said, I'm going to do everything I can to get rid of my department. And he did it. He did it. That's what Trump did. He put $2 trillion back into this economy by getting rid of the stupid legislation and big business that government did, and Joe Biden came and put it back. So I ask you, in the time of Trump, you might not, oh, he's this, he's that, he's bombastic. Did you like what he did for you? And now as you look at it in retrospect, how do you like it? Who was it did the song? How You Like Me Now? Who was it? Not Run DMC. But anyways, How You Like Me Now? That's what Trump could say. How You Like Me Now? How You Like paying $5 average gasoline around the country when I had it at $2.79? How do you like those? I talked to a guy. He says, Kevin, my rent, I was paying $1,500 a month. It went up $500 a month. And you know what he told me? Only if I signed the lease. He goes, if I went month to month, they were going to charge me $4,000 a month. Wow. Told you guys, my rent went up $800 a month. I thought I got raked over the coals, and I did. But, you know, he's paying $1,500. His went up $500. Everywhere, all over the country, Joe Biden's policy, starving people to death, getting them kicked out of houses. They can't start businesses, won't start a business because they're too afraid. Ask the number of people around you if they're pulling their horns. Are they buying more or less? Are they planning a vacation? Are they scaling back? Average person scaling back. Let me go back to Trump, accomplishing the impossible. What have we been talking about for decades, man? Just go back and look at policies. For decades, people saying things. Miss America called for it. Trump delivered it. World peace. There's hardly a pageant. I'd like to wish for the world to have world peace. World peace. World peace. World peace. And Trump says, you know what, you want world peace? I'll give you world peace. He got the Jews and the Arabs to agree to meet. He got the Arabs to say, Israel, we recognize you. None of those countries would recognize Israel until Donald Trump got them to do it. So we went from, I believe, Saudi Arabia. Look it up. You can look at it as good as I can. But I think it was Saudi Arabia, then Bahrain or UAE or whatever. But multiple Arab countries say, okay, we recognize Israel as a state, as its own little piece of the land in the Middle East. Quite frankly, one of the only places of sanity. They recognized them. Other nations followed. But unlike Barack Obama, the Nobel Committee didn't give Trump a prize. You think Trump cared that he didn't get the trophy? He forged ahead. He wasn't done by getting the Arabs and the Jewish people to talk. He said, you know what else? I want Jerusalem to be recognized as the capital of Israel. So he did it. It seemed like a no big deal because you would say, well, the United States, what, it's just official recognition. Recognize them. But no president would do it until Donald Trump. Donald Trump said, you know what? No problem. I'll do it. And he did it. Simple as that. Accomplishing the impossible, folks. Many people talk about it. Barack Obama, we got to recognize Israel. Jerusalem is, we got to do it. George Bush,
we got to do it.
All of them. Clinton, let's do it. What we can do is recognize Israel. But he did it. He Nike'd it. Here's how I'm going to read this. In a momentous shift in U.S. Policy in the Middle East, President Trump officially recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and initiated the process of relocating the U.S. embassy to the city from Tel Aviv. So he did it. Here's what Trump said. My announcement today marks the beginning of a new approach to conflict between Israel and the Palestinians. He says, in this long overdue step to advance the process, the peace process. While previous presidents have made this a major campaign promise, they failed to deliver. Today, I am delivering. His remarks were broad in nature, an intentional choice, according to a U.S. official and a source close to the White House who spoke to ABC before the announcement. Broad in nature. Donald Trump said, everybody promised it. I promised it as well. And the only difference is, I did what I promised. Why didn't anybody else get held to that standard? Now, look, I get it. Kevin, that doesn't have anything to do with me. I mean, I could still not like Donald Trump because, you know, he's a mean-spirited guy and I didn't like his tweets. Okay, well, if we want to go with that as your barometer, your measuring stick, then fine. But if you want to go with promise made, promise kept, I give you Donald Trump. And when we come back, I'll give you even more.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Experts are predicting more people to be on the roads this 4th of July holiday weekend. AAA saying there's pent-up demand for travel, and with the friendly skies not being so friendly, folks are turning to their cars. WNBA star Brittany Griner's trial is underway in Russia. She was arrested in February and charged with pot possession at a Russian airport. She was arrested in February and charged with marijuana possession at a Russian airport. Chargé d'affaires for the U.S. Embassy in Moscow, Elizabeth Rude, assures Griner's trial is a top priority for the United States.
The United States government at the very highest levels is working very hard to bring Ms. Griner, as well as all wrongfully detained U.S. citizens, safely home.
This is USA Radio News. A new health care law has taken effect.
Americans now have a better picture of what insurers and employers pay for health care thanks to a new federal rule that started Friday. It's a part of a President Trump-era medical price transparency law. The problem thus far is deciphering the massive amount of data. Nate Maslick, CEO of Ribbon Healthcare on Slice of Healthcare podcast, explains why there is so much data.
We built an API and launched it. And we started working on that product, and the more time we spent in the market, the more we realized that this is a massive problem. And it wasn't just a handful of care navigation platforms that were struggling with it. It's health insurance companies, it's hospitals and provider groups, it's digital health tools, it's patients. Anytime anybody gets sick, anytime that anybody needs to make a care decision, you need information on the source of care delivery.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden and the First Lady are spending the Independence Day weekend at Camp David. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I want you to imagine what Donald Trump could have accomplished if they left him alone. I've asked this question before. What do you think that would have been? If the government worked with a guy who lived up to the hype, who accomplished the impossible. And I've already given you a couple things that he did. Donald Trump came out of the block while before he was even president-elect. He said, I will save Carrier. The election ended. It wasn't a week. Donald Trump saved Carrier. Simple move. Nobody wants to give him credit for it, but he did it. And I've gone through a few other things that he did. Taking the onerous government, big government out of the bureaucracy and putting trillions of dollars back into the economy. They say Donald Trump put $2 trillion annually by removing the restrictions on businesses. That's money they don't have to go find. That's money available for R&D, for a host of other things. And what do people do with this money? They gave it back in bonuses and salary increases. Companies were meeting well beyond minimum wage without being told to do it. Donald Trump did that. But I know he tweeted too, Kevin. Speaking of Kevin, I'm Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You can find a radio show, everything that we do there, 844-551-8255. I talked about Donald Trump delivering world peace. Everybody kicking the can down the road. We were having Israeli-Arab peace talks since the time I was a kid. And you know what? The Arabs would not recognize Israel. Donald Trump said, hey guys, you might want to recognize them because we're going to work with them. And we're going to play big brother. And you know what the Arabs did? They recognized them. And then the other thing that seems so simple. Barack Obama promised it, George Bush, Bill Clinton, all of them. They promised to make Jerusalem the capital of Israel. They would recognize it as the capital of Israel. It has been our stated policy to do so. Nobody did it until Donald Trump, because Donald Trump gets crap done. It's that simple. And either you like people that get stuff done or you like talkers. Now, I don't know about you. I don't like talkers. I'm sick of talkers. I want doers. So Trump is a doer, and that seems to upset the Never Trumpers and the Trump detractors and the rhinos and the Democrats, because the man does what he says. And if you point it out to people, well, you're a Trump homer, Kevin. You just like Donald Trump. I don't care about Donald Trump. I wouldn't care if it was Quasimodo doing this. I'd be singing that person's praises. Look at old Quas. I think most of you feel the same way. Now, there are people out there who will go after Trump just for sport, just to get a rise out of you. Not getting a rise out of me. I think if you want Trump traded out, you're an idiot. How about that for a rise? I just named you multiple things. Could DeSantis have done those things? Don't know. But I'll tell you this, he didn't have to, because Donald Trump did it. And that's what this is about. How do they get you to become so idiotic to go, well, you know, yeah, so what, we had a champion who saved Kerry and brought manufacturing back and then took $2 trillion of government BS out of the stuff so people could get higher money and more raises and get bonuses. Do you remember the time of bonuses? Yeah, and so what, he kept the cap on inflation, you know, and gasoline prices were one-third that they are where I live now, and then you could afford your home, and, you know, there was market cap, there was real market cap in your home, and the stock market was going through the roof, and whatever else, gasoline and you know, rents and food prices and inflation and all was in check. Yeah, so what, so what, so what, so what? You have a comparison now. Now, I'm not getting after you because I don't really care. But I'm going to tell you what I think about you. I think anybody making the statement, well, I don't think Donald Trump, man. Unless you see something in Trump, if he starts falling down or he starts doing what Joe Biden does, shaking hands with the air and walking in the curtains, then I'd say fine. But until then, give me your proof. And I'm already going to default and tell you, if you bring up Wu Flu, I agree with you. Donald Trump screwed the pooch. He tried. He started out good, but he didn't have the guts. Something happened. I don't know what. So that's where we are. But what other accomplishments? And I'm bringing this up in the context of Roe v. Wade, because that was considered an impossibility. How many of you conservatives are listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com right now? How many of you said that'll be overturned? I don't know very many. I'll put it to you this way. I had resigned my thinking to the idea that it will never be overturned. I just said the only thing we can do is try to change culture. I said it's not going to be overturned. I bet some of you agreed. 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a call on this. And here it is, overturned. Who gets credit? DeSantis? Who gets credit? Joe Biden? Putin? Climate change? Christians and other Christ followers and people who believe in the sanctity of life are celebrating something that many of us thought was an impossibility. And that impossibility was brought to you by Donald Trump. There's an article, I didn't read it, but it said something. Donald Trump almost drained the swamp. Now, I can tell you from firsthand knowledge that Donald Trump was cheated out of the election. He should have been smarter. I will give you that. If you say to me, Kevin, he should have known, not surround himself with these rhinos. Should have been, had people looking into policies where I don't think you could have anticipated what happened. Donald Trump got 75 million votes that we know of. And I'm going to tell you something. The reason why he got more than anybody in the history of this country is because people wanted more of what he had to bring. What would we have avoided if Trump were president? Lockdowns? I think he would have eventually fired Fauci. He would have seen through this ruse. Ron DeSantis would have kept him on the straight and narrow. Maybe Greg Abbott of Texas. We wouldn't have that. We wouldn't have rampant inflation. We wouldn't have a trade deficit that tripled. Tripled. Joe Biden tripled our trade deficit. And we still can't get products. Supply chain issues. Baby formula nonsense. An overrun border. Trump had the border situation down to 1,000 illegals coming in to this country per week, and we were able to manage it, sending them back. And I could go down the list of other things that this guy did. It's a litany. impossibilities. They said, you can't plug the border. You can't build a wall. You can't do whatever. And Trump said, I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. And he didn't just talk it. He did it. He got the number of people practically down to nothing crossing over in our country willy-nilly. You want to know what else he did that was set up in 1979 and had never been accomplished with the stated goal of accomplishing, of getting America independent of foreign oil? The Department of Energy. And what happened? We became more and more dependent on foreign oil. And by the time Donald Trump was through his first term, somebody remind me what happened. We're exporting petroleum products to other countries, and we were independent of oil. We didn't need the Department of Energy. He could shut it down. And people, we need to get rid of that Donald Trump. Donald Trump is such an evil. I hate it. He tweets. And when he stopped tweeting, what did you say? You found something else. What idiots. This guy has done practically the impossible. He is a political Jesus. No, he isn't the holy one. He's not the religious one, but he's a political one because he's walking on water. And you're looking for the trick. You're looking for the magic. There is no magic. He's politically walking on water. And people are out there, oh, Donald Trump, Donald. You know who's doing that? You know who's setting you up for that? Donald Trump can't win. Kevin, I'd like to do it, but I just don't think Donald Trump can win. Donald Trump won the last time. Yeah, I love it when they, oh, Kevin, Colorado, Biden carried Colorado by 30% or whatever. That is a blatant lie. Joe Biden didn't carry a single state. There's a rumor that Joe Biden didn't win New York, and I believe it. And I'll put it to you another way. If the Democrats were to play fair, Joe Biden wouldn't have won a state. Not one. Not even California. But we talk about, oh man, Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump, to the point of ad nauseum. Oh, you want to know his next big feat of walking on water? North and South Korea. Oh, Kevin, it's no big deal. It is a big deal. The president, the leader of the free world, goes into a country, criticizes little fat Kim Jong-un and gets this man to overcome all of that and meet with his brother, his South Korean brother, on the 50 or 4th parallel or whatever it is, and people act like it's no big deal.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about Donald Trump accomplishing the impossible. I've given you example after example. I'm not talking about things that people talked about and should have done. I'm talking about things that we didn't think would ever get done. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Before we go back into some of the things, and I'll recap what was supposed to be impossible. Bringing manufacturing back. Obama told us, get used to the new norm. Business going offshore. But we didn't have to. Trump brought manufacturing back. He saved Carrier. He spurred jobs. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better economy. And he does this while they're on his back. It's like running a quarter mile in 42 seconds with a 400-pound sumo wrestler on your back. And Trump did it. He then put all that money back into capitalism, into the corporations, into companies. We had dramatic drops in unemployment. Good jobs. He sealed up the border. They said he can't do it. They said he wouldn't build a border wall. He started building it. He was doing this while they were fighting him. Congress fighting this man. What did stopping the influx of all these illegals do? It stopped illegal voting. It stopped our schools from being overrun. Minority locations. These kids aren't going into gated communities. It stopped our hospitals from overflowing. It stopped our welfare system from being overburdened. Then he got rid of crazy EPA legislation. Things like that. Now, let's move forward. Did you trust the media before Donald Trump? Did you actually have a modicum of respect for people? Did you think of the word journalism and think of CNN and the Washington Post or the New York Times? Donald Trump exposed these clowns for what they are. They are nothing more than Democrat operatives. I know this. I already had was suspect of the media. Trump made it stick. You know what three words you know because of Donald Trump, and you will never forget, and you will not cut them any slack? Fake news media. Those are three words that have been said now for well over a decade. He coined that phrase, and he told you they're frauds, they're fakes. And maybe you didn't believe it at first, but now you're starting to believe it, and so are many other people. All the conspiracies, right? Oh, y'all see the media's in a cabal. The media's this. We don't say it. We know it. We've witnessed it. And Donald Trump brought it to fruition. He let us see exactly what they are. Did you trust the FBI? Did you think of the FBI the way it was when you watched Dragnet or some other thing when the FBI got involved, like in, what was it, Mississippi Burning? And you said, boy, when the FBI comes in, the G-men are the most respected guys in law enforcement. Do you feel that way now? Did Donald Trump help you understand that there is a swamp? And this swamp doesn't care anything about you. How many wealthy people do you know? How many billionaires do you know are saying, I'm willing to put my butt on the line and show you that these people don't care about you? How many people do you think will do that? Did you believe there were two major parties that had philosophical differences, and now you realize that it's one party and all they do is play games between, switch back and forth between each other? They've literally set it up so that the president will not have both houses of Congress, at least not for more than 2 years, and sometimes not at all. They've made it that way to give us the illusion that they're all working against each other. Like they're all, both sides are for the American people, and they want the same goals. You believe that still? Because I think most of us, we've matured. We are no longer naive to what we're witnessing. When you watch Hillary Clinton get off after hiding a server in her bathroom basement, smashing hard drives and phones and bleaching them with bleach bit and whatever else, do you start to believe that there's a dual system of justice? When you watch these people use the IRS, the FBI, and other elements of the DOJ to attack citizens, anybody who dare fight against them, to attack journalists who dare question, to attack companies who dare buck the system, to put people under indictment for doing nothing like they did with George Papadopoulos and Mike Flynn. And what was the other guy? The guy that worked for Trump for a minute. I think he's still in prison. These people are evil to their rotten core, and I can't say enough negative things about them. Trump has done the impossible. He's remade people think about things. He's shown backbone where most people would have run. I'm not trying to be a cheerleader for the man. I'm telling you what the facts are. How many people do you know could have tackled everything I said, add Israel to the mix, moving of their capital, something that that every administration up to this point has kicked the can down the road? How many terrorist attacks happened under Trump? Does anybody have any idea what it used to be with Obama, thousands a year, and what it became under Trump? It's amazing. He practically shut down Al-Qaeda, ISIS. You didn't hear these words for ages. Joe Biden is running on the muscle memory of that to this day. I could go on. I mentioned the two Koreas. Who would have thought Donald Trump was goading Kim Jong-un? Fat boy, little fat dictator, whatever. And he went from that to being able to go to put these two Koreas together, something that probably people never thought would happen. I'm not telling you they got it all right, that it's all, you know, hunky-dory right now, but I'll tell you this, more than anybody else ever did. Now, I'll ask you the question that I've asked earlier. What do you think would have happened if Donald Trump had a second term? Let me tell you what would have happened. More conservative judges, another Supreme Court justice, 7-2. If you like 6-3, how would you like 7-2? We wouldn't have been locked down. The economy still would have been thriving. Now, let me ask you another part of that question. What if Donald Trump had a second term and the Democrats were actually working with him and not accusing him of BS like this January 6th nonsense, like the Russian collusion nonsense, like the Ukraine nonsense? What do you think would have happened if this Congress said, you know what, we have a champion, we have a guy for the people, let's back him? And then ask yourself one final question. Why wouldn't they? You got a guy, he's performing. Donald Trump made the huge mistake of saying to himself, they'll like me when I prove to them I can perform. Donald Trump didn't understand. Performance, excellence, is the last thing Democrats in that New World Order elitist want. They don't want excellence. They don't want anybody letting them see the guy behind the curtain. That's where you screwed up. Back to the impossible. Friday's Dobbs decision, Donald Trump's legacy, a guy writes, is forever linked to the triumphant end of constitutionally protected abortion on demand. Constitutionally protected. Conversely, Joe Biden's legacy continues to spiral down the toilet of the 21st century with skyrocketing inflation, record high gas prices, a deadly and disastrous military pullout from Afghanistan, no signature opening sentence for his obituary other than he defeated Donald Trump in 2020 under unprecedented and suspicious circumstances. And while we're on the subject of some of these other things that Joe Biden did, I want to remind you, Donald Trump, the warmonger they claim, he built a military apparatus that was almost impervious to going to battle because he was building such a strong American economy. Donald Trump would have gotten our troops out of Afghanistan without a single shot being fired, and we'd have 13 more alive Marines had he been the person doing it. That is a fact. Donald Trump ended our dependence on foreign oil. He, for all intents and purposes, eradicated the need for the Department of Energy. And I could go on. He did the things that other people couldn't do, and getting rid of Roe v. Wade is yet another. Something else. Even the ghost of Donald Trump is still alive and well, and there are people out there telling me and telling you, why do we need this guy? What else can we do? We need somebody better. I would love for you to tell me who could have done better than that. Oh, Kevin, Ron DeSantis could have done better than that. Maybe, but maybe not. I like Ron DeSantis. We have a champion. And the only thing that would prevent me from singing this guy's praises and voting for him again is if he gets sick and God takes him away from us, because he deserves it. It's that simple. And if you can't listen to the last two segments of this particular show and not believe that, then shame on you. Because it means the left has gotten to you, and you should check yourself.
putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.